Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, 99.7 DJX. This bride has been going viral on Reddit recently. And tell me if you can understand why. You know, when you are invited to a wedding, right? And there's the registry list, like the little gifts that you can buy the bride and groom.
Yeah, it makes it easy so that you know, it's always fun as the bride and groom to go register. It's good times.
Yeah. And, you know, typically based on, you know, how well you know this person, you sometimes will look at the price of things and kind of look at the registry and say, you know what? I like this couple about $50 worth. Or
okay, and as the couple too, you if you're good at it, you're going to have a nice range of items on
right.
there, from really affordable to a little bit more expensive, things that maybe a bunch of people could go in on together.
Right. And actually, that's something that I remember my mom suggested to me and my wife when we were registering, was like, hey, you know, don't be afraid to put some more expensive things on there, because sometimes people will go in on a gift, like, you know.
Exactly.
And so, but be thankful you didn't get an invite to this bride's wedding. This woman posted a gift list on Facebook, which was filled with luxury items. Things like Gucci or Louis Vuitton purses.
Whoa. Stop. Back the truck up. She's registering for purses? How is that helping the marriage? Like, start your life off as a couple in your new home. Typically, it's stuff for the home.
Yeah, it's typically things that you buy for a wedding to bring the two people together, for them to start their life together.
You're combining two households.
And you're right, Kelly. Purses, designer purses, don't seem to be a thing. Oh, that's not all. New floor tiles for the entire house, a new car, high class paintings, $400 in cash. In fact, $400 or more gift cards to the following places. Places like Saks Fifth Avenue.
Yeah.
Bloomingdale's, Nordstrom, Calvin Klein, Gucci, Whole Foods. The reason I messed that up, because she actually posts Fifth Saks Avenue. That's why I stumbled over that, because she actually called them Fifth Saks Avenue.
All right.
And she also wanted KitchenMade appliances, anything over $350. And here's the thing. The guest must pick off the list or, quote, consult her first, and added, quote, there are no exceptions. I am expecting everyone to spend at least $400.
Wait a second. She's got a minimum price for the gift. Otherwise, don't come.
So here's the thing. 7news.com had actually a screenshot of the post, which apparently had been taken down or made private or whatever. So there's no real word on who this person is. All we have is the screenshot. So she's either rich or out of touch or just kind of joking about the whole thing. But like, now, before you all throw up your knives and want to burn this woman, is there an expectation? If you are throwing and spending so much on your wedding, and every guest is getting maybe a $100 plate and a a lavish dinner and a lavish party, is there an expectation for a reciprocal gift?
If you've got that kind of money to throw at your wedding, I don't think they're really worrying about how much money their guests are spending on them. That's just me. I've never, ever heard of anybody having gift expectations going into their wedding. That's not what they're thinking about. They're thinking about, you know, throwing a great party, having all of their family and friends around them, and starting their new life together. I've never heard of anybody obsessing over the gifts like this.
Yeah, well, you can understand now why this woman is going viral. We'll tweet this out, because you got to see this for yourself. @BenandKellyShow.